Welcome all to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. Hello! How are you all doing? I am still on the road. Tonight is my last night on the road. I am going to be driving into New York tomorrow. I am currently in Youngstown, Ohio. For those of you who don't know where it is, it's like, I don't know, half an hour, maybe an hour outside of Cleveland. In any case, I remember reading about Youngstown, Ohio in a book. I think it's called Something War. Anyway, it was written by Noah Cicero. He was Tao Lin's like bestie back in the day when they were doing this like mumblecore literature, minimalist literature out of Brooklyn and out of Youngstown, Ohio. I don't know. It was like a weird scene. I was like briefly caught up in it myself because the people I was talking to or hanging out with at the time were really into it. I still do read Tao Lin. I liked his book Trip a lot because it was written like a doctoral dissertation about psychedelics, and I really appreciated that. But do I enjoy his literature overall? I don't know. We'll see. I did like Leave Society. I thought that one was good. His other books, like, I'm not so sure. In any case, I am in Youngstown, Ohio. It is a very depressing place. I don't think I would do well in Ohio. That is what I've learned. I was in Chicago yesterday. That's right. I was in Chicago. I went to the Chicago King Sauna. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's a Korean spa. And it is very luxurious. Well, in a middle class sort of way. And you can spend the night there. If you pay an extra $20, you can spend the night. So it's like a really public motel. Yeah. But they do separate based on gender binaries, like male, female. Like they do that. So if you are non-gender binary or if you're trans, I don't know, you might struggle there. I'm not sure. I don't know what their policy is like. In LA, I know that trans women are allowed to go into the women's baths. And then there was like a big controversy over that. Happy Pride, by the way. If I didn't mention it last week, Happy Pride. Maybe I should mention like a queer K-drama for you all. What's a good queer K-drama? In my opinion, all K-dramas are queer K-dramas. Well, let's talk about this one, okay? So the K-drama I'm going to talk about today, because my brain cannot handle any more external, like, new information right now, I'm just so overwhelmed. I need to talk about old K-dramas. I'm, like, rewatching an old K-drama. It's called Delicious Proposal. I think it's also... It also goes by Sweet Proposal, depending on the transliteration or the translation that you end up with. But Delicious Proposal is a little more common online. Came out in 2001, I believe. And it stars Jung Jun, this actor named Jung Jun. And he used to be in like a sitcom. I think he was in the sitcom LA Arirang. I believe it's LA Arirang that he used to be in. If it's not LA Arirang, then it's a different one. And I can't for the life of me remember it. It might be... No. I'm pretty sure it's LA Arirang. I think he came on to LA Arirang a little bit later. It wasn't in like the earlier episodes, but he did come on a little bit later. And then he ended up moving on to like doing dramas. And then the one that he was big in, it's called Delicious Proposal. And he stars in that alongside Son Ye-jin. Yes, the very young and beautiful Son Ye-jin is in that show. And she's great. She's great in that one too. Like she's... For some reason, Son Ye-jin is like, she's always great. She's always been great. She's still great. But yeah, if you want to see a young Son Ye-jin from back in 2001, that's a good one to check out. Also in this show is So Yoo-jin. Yeah, for those of you who don't know who So Yoo-jin is, like back in the day, like she was in quite a few K-dramas. And in this one, she plays the supporting lead. And she is the third wheel, right? Like Chung Jun's character, Son Ye-jin's character, like, they're vibing. And then So Ye-jin's character is the one that's, like, crushing on the lead male, and she needs to, like, take a back seat. So that's what it's about. Also, So Ji-sup is in this show. Yeah! If you haven't seen this one, it's on Viki, and you can check it out. If you don't want to download Viki, go on Drama Cool. You know how to pirate stuff. But it came out in 2001, and it's, like, so cute seeing these actors from, like, over 20 years ago. They still have their chubby cheeks, you know? Like, they still got their baby fat on their face. It's so adorable. Anyway, what I love about this show is how aesthetically Y2K it is. So Y2K. Like, the flashback moments are so intense. Like, like, very excessive. Very, very excessive. Like, a lot of sound effects, a lot of special effects, but, like, it's not that special because it's, like, the bare minimum, but they maximize it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, like, turning on your radio speakers, like, really loudly in your car. Yeah, and blasting it while trying to hear it from inside the house. Like, I don't know, that's, like, the best analogy I could think of right now. But anyway, it's, like, very crude. There's a crudity to it. There's a 2001-ness to it, you know? Like, this came out, like, a year after Autumn in My Heart. And it's very, like, lo-fi and tacky and ridiculous. You have these moral ethic, like, moral and ethic codes that are just, like, completely out the window today that are happening in there. For instance, the male lead, Chung Jun's character, takes So Yoo-jin's character to a motel because she's too drunk. He, like, drops her off there and then leaves. And then when Chung Jun's dad hears about this, he's like, we need to make them get married. Like, that's where he goes. He's like, oh my god. Like, they were like, okay, like, they spent the night at a hotel. They didn't even have sex, by the way. But, like, he assumes that they did, and then he's like, they need to be married. Like, that's literally the conclusion that he jumps to. So I was just like, oh my god, like, it just, the show just really does exhibit the sort of, like, mental conservatism that was happening only 23 years ago. 23 years ago, you might think that it's a long time. It's really not. 23 years ago, oh my god, is it a long time? See, like, I think it's not a long time because I was around back then, but maybe 23 years is a long time. Okay, let's reframe that. Let's say 23 years ago, this show was very sexually conservative, okay? And 23 years ago, this show's special effects were very lo-fi, tacky, and hilarious in an endearing way. So, yeah, Delicious Proposal. Definitely something to check out. The storyline's ridiculous. And, like, the way that this, and it's a melodrama. I would say it's, like, a melodrama with, like, blended with comedy, like, romantic comedy on top of it. In any case, Chung Jun's character is, like, so over the top. Like, he's a little too much, honestly. It's like, wow, you're really overacting this, aren't you? Because So Yoo-jin and Son Ye-jin are amazing. In fact, I would argue that So Yoo-jin is actually a slightly better actor on this show than Son Ye-jin. I would say that, for sure. Like, So Yoo-jin definitely, she's an excellent performer. Excellent performer. And she started out trying to be a K-pop star. Like, that was initially the start of her career. So that's how she got started. I think Son Ye-jin got started doing modeling, which makes more sense. In any case, yeah, So Ye-jin, really good actress. For those of you who don't know who So Ye-jin is, she is the wife of my favorite Korean celebrity of all time. And my favorite Korean celebrity of all time is not an actor or singer or comedian. It's actually a chef named Park Jong-won. I'm obsessed with Park Jong-won. So she's married to him. Yeah. They're like 15 years apart, but they make it work. And you know what? Like, he's rich as hell. So I remember like seeing some Korean articles that kept saying like, oh, Seo Yu-jin like went to, they call it 시집. Like when women go get married, they're like, oh, 시집 아주 잘 갔다. Meaning she got married like to a really rich guy. I mean, they don't quite say it that way, but they're like, oh, she married into a really like good situation. That's how they put it. But I'm like, yo, Seo Yu-jin is also an A-list actress. Like, she makes good money too. Like, she didn't have to marry this guy in order to be rich. So settle down, people. In any case, I thought that was a bit sexist for the media to be going off like that. But in any case, she's married to Park Jong-won, who I love. And the thing about Chung Jun that I need to say is he is like completely off the grid now. The last time he did any film or TV was like in 2013 or 14. And after that, he's just been gone. I have no idea where this guy went. So maybe he retired. Maybe he moved on. Who knows? Maybe he left LA, kind of like I did, you know, and decided never to look back. Who knows? I mean, you know, quite a few celebrities do that. I mean, they make a buck, they make their buck, and then they retire, and then they lead a very quiet life. I don't blame them for doing that. In any case, Delicious Proposal, aka Sweet Proposal, I think it's a show worth checking out if you want to have some laughs and if you want to check out a very young Son Ye-jin and a very young Seo Yu-jin. So do check it out. And yeah, like, I guess one final update is I did see Madison. I was in Madison for two nights checking out the area, and all of my friends said the exact same thing about Madison this whole time. They were like, Madison's a really cute place. It's so cute. It is very, very cute. Everybody said that. I go to Madison and they're right. It's a very cute place. So we'll see. We'll see how I adjust to this very cute town. City. Excuse me. City. In any case, that's all for me. I will see you all next week.